Praise the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of the Lord. That in itself is our strength. Blessed be the name, O Lord. Your joy, let no man take away from you. For the Bible says that what the Lord commanded us, blessed be his holy name. Thank you, we have to rejoice before you this morning. We know angels are ascending and descending right here. And we give you all the praise and glory. Father, Lord God, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And we have been told, with this light of the law, we shall never walk in darkness.
Amen.
Darkness may cover the heart and gross darkness the people. But in the tabernacle of the righteous shall be always the light. Jesus Christ, the light of the world.
Amen.
And in Thessalonians, Salam, he said, we are also the light of the world.
Amen.
He gave us that light. We are the salt of the earth.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And he make us to be so. So bless your word this morning, Father, and bless us as we read it.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, we walk in this natural world, and that's all many people really are cognizant of. Even Christians, we forget that there are two worlds, really. Amen?
Amen.
There is a natural world which everybody knows, and but there's a spiritual world too. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, and even the spiritual world is even more real than the natural world. So what is the difference between the two of them is our flesh. That is a veil between the spiritual and the natural. That is the flesh. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this morning, the spirit world. I'm going to talk about the spirit world this morning by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The unseen spirit world, really. It's unseen, you know, with the physical eyes and so on. So the scripture, have more to say about the unseen spirit world. The heavenly are peopled with spirit beings classified as good or evil. All over the scriptures and so like that, you know. There are evil angels, for example, such as when the Egyptian, Pharaoh and so on, won't let the Israelite children go, when God has said they should let them go, Psalm 78 verse 46b, 49 is this. And the Lord, Psalm 78, 49, talking about evil angels, right? So, and verse 49 of Psalm 78, he cast upon them the fierceness of of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. There are evil angels, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And that, you know, he let them torment the Egyptians and so on like that. You know, God says right there. Now, I would like Psalm 78, the summary of the life of the king of Israel in Egypt, akin to Acts chapter 7 in the New Testament, amen? Praise the Lord. They summarize all that Israel went through and so on about, you know, that's Psalm 78 and so on about, you know. Anyway, now, talking about the spiritual, Ephesians 6:12 gives us a classification of unseen evil forces that you and I, as Christians, let you again as Christians every day and so on. I read it for yourself, but you talk about principalities, classification, right? There are principalities, there are powers. Talking about the spirit world, right? Powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, classify them like that and so like that. You know, the spirit world, and many of the people of God even are only acquainted to the natural world, yeah? I don't even know of the spiritual world that we fight against every day and so on. Colossians 1:16 talks about thrones, dominions, principalities and power. That's in Colossians 1:16. Talking about the spirit world this morning by the grace of God. 2 Peter 2:4 speaks of angels that sinned, or fallen angels. They are caught somewhere else. Saying, God fear not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into a chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Yet that is a spirit world. It has more, even more real than the material world that you have seen here and so on. You know? In 1 Peter 3:18, it tells of spirits in prison, saying, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the spirit. Verse 19 says, by which also he went and preached unto the spirit in prison. 1 Timothy 4:1 warned us of seducing spirits and devils, or you can like I call them demons, say in that verse, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. There is a spirit, there is a spirit world. You got to be aware of this thing, because then you can find a good fight, amen? Praise the Lord. We are saying this to be acquainted with that such a thing, and may war a good warfare. It's a warfare really. Praise the Lord Jesus. So if you don't know your enemy, how can you better fight him, you know? So they are there. Anyway. So now Hebrews 12:22 tells of innumerable angels. These are our friends, right? Amen. In company of Christians. Saying, ye, meaning you and I as Christians, ye are come unto Mount Zion. And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. This way we are already there, amen? Mm-hmm. They are coming, they are up and going, they are going, they are rejoicing, and they are all among us and so like that, you know. So spirit, that's a spirit world, and so like that, you know, full of both evil and good and so like that, you know. Now, many scriptures reveal the characteristics of angels. One time not too long ago, we even talk about their protection. But let's even see this spirit world and so on, the angels and so on like that, you know, their characteristics. We can't name them all. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7 talk about the Lord angels are mighty in power, saying that verse, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. That should be your position everywhere. Let's be in the spiritual position where we can encourage others, amen. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul writing here, no matter whether he was in prison, maybe he wrote this one in prison and so on. If you have trouble, rest with us, amen? In the Holy Ghost, amen? Rest with us. You know, he said that, no. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, I say there are mighty angels, you know, Bible says and so on, that, you know, and in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we witness all the time as much as we can, whether by tract and so on, basically coming judgment upon the world, you know. So anyway, so we see, even Psalm 103 verse 20 says, the Lord's angels excel in strength. Blessed be that. It says, bless the Lord. He is angels that excel in strength. Talking of the spirit world, you know, as well as you know, they excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So this characteristic is manifested in so many places in the scriptures and so on. For example, one angel destroyed 185,000 of the Assyrian army of Sennacherib overnight in the day of Ezekiah, the king of Judah. That hidden king and so on, that you have been boasting, he had been defeating all the countries around, you know, around Judah and so on. He thought Judah is one of those people he can just overrun, and to even make him to be so foolish and, you know, and he even begin to blaspheme the God of Israel, you know? So then he even wrote letters, then carried Ezekiah, the man of God, one of the most spiritual kings of Judah, carried a letter to the house of the Lord. He was a contemporary with Isaiah the prophet. Then the prophet had what happened and so on. As the Lord said, the Lord, I will put a hook in his jaw. He will go by the way that which he comes. Praise be the Lord Jesus. He won't enter this place. He will go back by the way. I put a hook in his jaw. He will go back by the way he came up and so like that, you know. And truly enough, you know, that what happened to him. So overnight, 185,000, you know, or no, just walk in the angel of the Lord, you know, just wipe them out like that and so on. Usually the battle is not yours, eh? The battle is the Lord's, eh? He is the captain of the host. Not only the day of Joshua alone, and that for us of our adversary, I am the captain of the host of the Lord, eh? I am for you, praise the Lord. And he is with you wherever you go and every day, eh? That is the joyful part of it and so on like that. So we see, so they are mighty in strength and so on like that, you know. And so one angel, you know, that is in the now 2 Kings 19:35. Let me read that one, you know, again. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians, and 185,000. And when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Praise the Lord. As for you, it's fighting for me and something like that, you know. Even talking about the mighty angel, how they are mighty in strength. An angel rolled a great stone away from the tomb of the Lord Jesus. Matthew 28:2 says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Don't forget the women who first came to the sepulchre, they have been wondering, how are we going to roll this stone out of the sepulchre, you know? Praise the Lord Jesus. Not an ordinary stone, right? Because we are told that in Mark 16:4, not an ordinary stone. And when they looked, meaning the women, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. They are mighty in the angels of the Lord, and so are mighty in the and so on, that, you know, characteristic of angels, some of them. One angel shall bind Satan, coming to the fusion now. One angel shall bind Satan and cast him into the bottomless pit. Let me read that one to you in Revelation 20:1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent. He has many names, put a name in the Bible and so on. That old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he shall be loosed a little season. Praise the Lord Jesus. Just one angel, one of the faithful angels, who did not rebel with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, that's right. So anyway, so that's futuristic and so on. Now, angels possess superior intelligence than we have right now in this age. But in the coming age, it will not be so. So I say they possess superior intelligence. Talking about the spirit world, right? They have superior intelligence that we have as human beings today. But one thing is this. They do not possess omniscience, amen? Only God possesses omniscience. Only the Lord Jesus Christ possesses omniscience. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. No other being in the universe has any of those characteristics, amen? Not even Satan is omnipresent, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. But Jesus is, amen? He is the creator of all. So he filled all in all, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Almighty. Praise to the Lord Jesus. So we see right here, So now, they are not omniscient. For example, I can give an example to show you that they are not all knowing. They don't know the day of the Lord's return. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mark 13:32. Let me read that to you. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No. Not the angels which are in heaven. See? So they don't know the day of the Lord, the Lord is coming. No man, no angel knows it. So praise to the Lord Jesus. So angels are not omniscient. Now, angels are of a higher order than man in this present age. You know, we are told in Psalm 8:4, what is man? That thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. But we know that in the age to come, see, we know that the Bible says, we won't judge angels, amen, praise the Lord. I think last Sunday or whatever, we read that in the scripture and so on. Yeah, in this dispensation, which is any part now, time is short, brother and sister, amen, praise the Lord Jesus. That a change in dispensation. I just want you to know the gospel go back to the Jews, and the things are made ready. Look at the Middle East. Exactly what the Bible says will be at the end of time. Luke 21, Matthew 24. Three questions they ask him, you know. Oh, look at the temple. They showed him and so on. The temple of Herod. How beautiful it was and so on. That, you know. All the Lord says, the day is coming. No? Where there shall be no stone laid upon one another of this beautiful temple. Oh Lord, where shall this place be one? What shall be the site of your coming to? At the end of the world, praise the Lord. Then unleash or he reveals to you and I who will listen and so on the signs of his coming. And we are living those are wars and rumors of wars. There have been innumerable wars since then. There have been three world wars since then, amen. Earthquakes innumerable, amen. Because the creator has spoken, amen. He called the end for the beginning. Praise the Lord. Let us keep his word. Time is short for the elect breath and so on that, you know. So we see right there. So angels, of course, they are ministering spirits. These are good angels now to them who are the heirs of salvation. That is in Hebrews 1:13. But to which of the angels said he at any time? So spiritual, I mean the spirit world, to be aware, you know, so you can fight a good fight of faith, to know those who are on your side. There are angels on your side, amen. And there are even angels who are against you, but bless God. Even the rebellion, only one third of them fell, amen. We have two thoughts that are loyal to God, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we are saying that it's better than nothing. In the blood of ashes, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And you are walking over his ashes right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So anyway, to which of the angels said it at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits? Send forth to minister for them. We shall be heirs of salvation. Even you know that even the angels, the minister to the Lord himself, he is the firstborn for the dead, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah, after the temptation in Matthew 4:11. That's what the Bible says. The angels minister to him. Let me speak that one to you. Then the devil leaveth him. And then behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, he just so much love us. You know, in everything that he does, he just give us the same blessings. He didn't monopolize power. Amen? Praise the Lord. When he was living today, a man monopolized power and say, I'm this and that, not Christ. Amen? 14:12 of John, he said, when he was going and so, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall they do, right? And even greater work that they do, it will not be in quality, but in quantity. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So he doesn't monopolize power and so on. So he just ministers to him and so on. And you know what? If not that the scripture might be fulfilled, the Lord could have requested more than 12 legions of angels to save him from the cross. Let me read that to you in Matthew 26:23. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scripture be fulfilled that it shall be, it must be, amen? It's always scripture called. See, himself is the word of God, amen? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And in verse 14 of John 1, and the word was in this place, and so on. That's chapter 1 and so on, you know. So anyway, so he is the word of God. Everything he does has to be the scripture fulfilled. Praise the Lord. I don't come to break the law, so I come to fulfill the scripture, all the prophecy from Bible say in Luke chapter 24, you know, and so on, the two brethren on the way to Emmaus, Cleopas and the other brother, we don't know his name and so on like that, you know, on the day of resurrection and so on like that, you know, and he preached to them all the way to Emmaus and so on like that. Bible say he now expanded unto them, you know, from the Moses to all the prophets, the things concerning himself, amen. All the prophets spoke about him. I don't forget in Acts chapter 10, out of Cornelius, you know, as Peter began to preach, he gets to a point. He said unto him, all the prophets bear witness. As soon as he said that, the Holy Ghost fell, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and something like that, you know, like in the Acts of Cornelius, you know. So anyway, he is the word of God. Anyway, so we see him right here. So angels are also executioners of God's wrath on the wicked. 2 Thessalonians 1:7. And to you who are troubled, still rest with us, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed, from heaven with his mighty angels. So in a flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. So we say that they are executioners of God's judgment, you know, and some of that, you know, they are. Now, angels will gather his elect from the four winds. Let me read Matthew 24:31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Let me say this. That's not the rapture. Amen? That is not the rapture. The elect is talking here are the Jews. Amen? Let's talk a little bit about that. That's not the rapture and so on. These are the elect here. He's talking about the Jews guarding them. That will happen at the time of the great tribulation. Revelation 7:4 states that only 144,000 of the Jews will be sealed and protected out of the millions of Jews in Israel at the time of the great tribulation. That is in Revelation 7:4. So I'm saying the elect is talking about it's just the Jewish elect at that time. So the 7,000 who did not bow their knees to Baal in the days of Elijah were a type of this, really, you know. That is in 1 Kings 19:18. It says, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. So these 7,000 there, they were a type of the who is protecting in some of the great tribulation. That's 144,000 are a type of this. You know, in our day, we have in the Roman Catholic Babylonian religion, they kiss the Pope, right, and his ring, right? The Babylon is a Babylonian system. It's satanic, the bride of Satan, really. You know, I will call them. So that's the religion and so on. They kiss the Pope, and they say the fisherman's ring and so on. They even kiss his toe and so on. That, you know, just like they are of old, the Babylonian religion. But God will bring his children out of their inner. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The sister will not repent. Revelation 18:4. Come out of all my people and don't be a partaker of our sins nor receive of our plagues. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3 and some of that, you know. What has come is failure. Amen? And I live for Satan. Praise the Lord. So he brings the children out of that system, but the sister will not repent. They have been boiling up for decades now, but the elect will be separated unto Jesus. Amen? Ready for the rapture of the church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, there is also, now coming back to what I was saying before about the angel guarding them on the four ends of the earth. So that is the Jewish elect. There is also the God's elect of the church dispensation. Many scriptures bear that out. Peter will write, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Amen. That is the New Testament, right? Another scripture is in Romans chapter 8, verse 33. Who shall say anything to the charge of God's elect? Amen. We are his elect. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. First of all, we say that you say I rejoice in my position and so on, in my calling and so on. That, you know. Anyway, it is God that justifies his saved. So now, instead of sending his angels to gather the church elect at the end of time, as we do the Jews, he himself will come, amen? Praise the Lord. This is the rapture, is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. You know, we said an angel is coming by himself, amen? Praise the Lord. That is the difference right here. So the Jewish elect, he will send his angel. Collect them. Let me read that one in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. He himself is coming. Remember Isaac and so on. When the servant of Abraham was set in Genesis 24 to go get Isaac a bride, right? You know, whatever that name of Eliezer, I believe it is his name and so on, a type of the Holy Spirit, right, to come and get a bride for Christ. Amen? What happened? When he was coming back, Isaac was waiting on the way. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then here come, as a, as a, as a, as Rebecca began to approach, oh, who is that man there with his veil on his ear? Who is that man and so on? Who is my master and so on? You know, so he was waiting. The Lord will be waiting for us in the here. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. His time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Holy Ghost is gathering. Amen. You are still with the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It's gathering with the Lord and so on that, you know, and we make that call. And we're going to meet him in here. I won't send an angel. It will be. Anyway, we go. Angels are commissioned to supply the physical needs of God's people. The spirit world, we just have their contact with these things and so on, so we can work a good warfare, really, you know. They are commissioned to supply the physical needs of God's people. I give one reference concerning Elijah the prophet, which many people or many Christians believe to be a type of, you know, of the rapturing saints at the end of time and so on. Let's read this clip about him in 1 Kings 19, about 5 through 8. Long story, yes, I always like to read the scripture. One man of God used to say that, well, my word will fail, but God's word will not fail, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. I want to read it, even though we know that's fine. And as he, you know, Elijah, he was, you know, I can't tell you the story here, lay and slept under a juniper tree. Behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and lay him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. You know, the man of God has done great exploits and so on, as you know. And as people are commanded to be killed for, and so, you know, the prophets of Baal and so on, that, you know. And you know, persecution came and so on from Jezebel, the evil religion of his day and so on, that, you know. He began to run and so on. He was in the desert alone. Past Beersheba and so on, coming from the north, past Beersheba, he was in the midst of the desert, and he was tired and everything like that. But angel ministered to him and so on. We can say, like it was said of the children of Israel in Psalm 78:25, man eats angel's food, you know? Praise the Lord. Yes, an angel make food for him, make cake for him, right? There's nothing God will spare to bless his children, you know? Praise the Lord. He that spared not his son, but delivered him for us all, what shall he not also with him freely give unto you and I? Amen?
Amen.
This is the mindset that we should have all the time. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what you need in this world, it's available to do our Lord Jesus Christ. He opened his hand and he satisfied the desire of every living thing. Let's move on this spiritual, this spirit world and so on. There are seraphim. You know, also, who are these seraphim? They are the attendants of the Lord, and they have special duties in proclaiming the holiness of the Lord as was revealed to Isaiah in a vision. Let's read that in Isaiah 6, verse 1. Talking about spirit world, right? And in the year that King Isaiah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Yeah, they are the seraphim. They proclaim, you know, the holiness of the Lord, you know, as we just read in that scripture right there. Not only are they seraphim, another class of spirits and so on beings, you know, in this spirit world is the cherubim. They are called cherubim, or they are called the living creatures. And what do? They have certain responsibility in guarding the throne of God, as was revealed to Ezekiel the prophet. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 4. And I looked, and behold, a warm wind came out of the north, a great cloud, he says, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures itself. Now we are saying they are called living creatures, or they are called cherubim. Let's go and see that in Ezekiel 10, 19 and 20. And the cherubims lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were beside them, and everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. Now watch this one now. This is the living creature, you see, they are called cherubims or living creatures. They are the same thing that I saw under the God of Israel by the river of Kabah, and I knew that they were the cherubim. Praise the Lord Jesus. Spirit word and so on, and God said you need to be aware and the need of these things and all that, you know, that they boost your faith, make it to war a good warfare, and fight a good part of faith. You know, when you know you're going to talk and end this one, with your authority over, you know, the evil ones, amen? We're going to end with that in a few minutes and something like that, you know. But I should be open. Now, among the principalities and power of the spirit world, there are three leaders. And I quickly go through them right now. Again, enlightening ourselves. What is our land does spiritually and so on? You know, the spirit world. Number one, let's talk about the least of them. He was one of the greatest, but he has become the least. Satan. He is the source of all the anarchy and rebellion in the universe. That is the source of it all, right there. From what has been, we see that the heavens, you know, above, are peopled with principalities and powers, like I said before, of evil, against which you and I war every passing day. Why? Until we are changed when the Lord comes and something like that, you know. So let's talk about a little bit of him as well. Even Job declared that the very heavens are not clean at all in God's sight. That's in Job 15:15. He said, "Behold, he putteth not trust in his sins. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight." You know, there are all kinds of evil powers in the heavens and so on and that, you know. So, but one of these days, you need to clean them up, amen? Praise the Lord. So, clean them up. We can mention that before we even finish this morning and so on. So, God will clean them up one of these days and so on. Satan has many names or aliases. Satan is one of them. Devil, Beelzebub, Belial, Adversary, Dragon, and Satan. See, many, many aliases and so on. You know your enemy, eh? So you can find a good fight of faith and so on like that, you know. He is mentioned by one or the other of these names 174 times in the Bible. When you count all these, the different aliases and so on, people are starting it as and so on like that, you know. 174 times in the Bible was mentioned in one of these names or the other. He is the great celestial potentate, the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2 to tell us that, the God of this age, we are told in 2 Corinthians 4:4, you know, his origin is more or less shrouded in mystery. But one thing is sure in the Bible, he is a created being, isn't it? Praise the Lord, he's a created being. He's not deity, he is a created being, really. And let's see that in a little bit of him in Ezekiel 28, verse 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have said this so. Thou wast upon the holy mountains of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Now, verse 15. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created. He was a created being. Praise the Lord. That's the point I'm trying to make there. Till iniquity was found in thee. Now, before his fall, Satan was the anointed cherub that covered it. The Bible says right there. What does that mean? He was the guardian or the protector of the throne of God. Don't ask me why God put the protector upon his throne. What is a clay to the what is a clay to the potter, amen? I will ask him, what do you do thus, amen? Praise the Lord. We just take his word the way he said it. Blessed be his holy name. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Don't ever query God and so on. No, his understanding is infinite. Amen. Praise God. And anyway, So that was his, Lucifer and some of that, you know. Anyway, so, guardian of the throne of God. We are given the reason why he fell, you know, in a couple of scriptures, in Ezekiel 28, verse 17, some of this, why he fell. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Prophet Isaiah gave us an insight also, Isaiah 14 verse 12, why Lucifer fell. How art thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer? You know, when you know this thing, you know it's a fallen being, right? Amen? Praise the Lord, it's a point I'm making. It's a fallen being. He walks by deception and deceit. But when you now know by the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, then it becomes like dust under your feet. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. He only walks by deception. That's all he does. And so that, you know. So anyway, Isaiah 14, 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Son of the morning, how art thou cast down to the ground which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, this is why you fall, in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. You won't say that, amen? Praise the Lord. God said, I will, then he continued to say, both, I will ascend above the highs of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, he said. That's why he said, praise the Lord. He is the one who was a created being. Yet, the Bible says, thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the size of the pit. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, that 12th verse, you know, right, called Lucifer, you know, son of the morning, that was his, you know, his glorious title before he fell either, you know. So anyway, so he is falling and so on. The release him right there. It's a falling thing. That is the reading on the table of your heart, amen. He is a falling thing. Praise the Lord Jesus. And God has given you authority. I'm going to end with that in a few minutes and so on. God has given you authority over him, amen. And all of his cohort. Praise the Lord. Talking about three major leaders, you know, of the principalities of the heavens and so on. Another one is the good ones now. Gabriel, one of them. Gabriel is equally mentioned the same number of times in the Old Testament and New Testament. Twice in the prophecies of Daniel and then twice in the Gospel of Luke. He seems to be associated with the redemptive work of God. Why do we say that? For example, he explained the vision of Medo-Persian Empire and the Greek kingdom to Daniel. Let's take a look at that in Daniel 8:15. So talking about Greek, then, one of the leaders, you know, those several things, Daniel 8:15. And it came to pass, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearing of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Amen. He was said to come and explain the vision of the Medo-Persian Empire and so on to Daniel and so on. So he came near me. You know, he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end, you know, shall the vision be. Praise the Lord. We won't go into the prophecy of it, but we just know that it was sent. Gabriel was sent to, you know, explain to, you know, to Daniel. Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. He also came in answer to Daniel's prayer, we know, and gave Daniel the famous 70 weeks prophecy, you know, which foretold the time of the coming of the Messiah and so forth. We can read just two verses of so familiar scripture in this place, Daniel 9:20. And when I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, Then cause to fly swiftly. Touch me. About the time of the evening oblation, the prophet said and something like that, you know. So yeah, we see him right there. So Gabriel appeared to Zechariah. I just showing you that there are two times in the Old Testament, two in the New Testament, and so on. And we are saying that seems to be associated with the redemptive work of God, really, you know. Let's see in the New Testament and so on. I'm talking about spirit world, right? Yeah, we can talk about these things here quickly. He appeared to Zechariah and informed him that he was to be the father of his son, meaning John the Baptist, right? Who was to forerun the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that will be in Luke chapter 1, I will not know, 11 to 30. We won't go to read that one, but it's right there, you know. So when Zechariah doubted what the angel was telling him and so on, in Luke 1:19, here is what the angel said. The angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. I won't go to the punishment that came upon him at that time, upon Zechariah, but I'm saying that, you know, how Gabriel was sent to be connected with the redemptive work of God, right? That's what we are talking about here. Gabriel also brought the message of the birth of Christ to Mary, you know, in Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee called Nazareth. You know the story of that. So you can see why we say he is in connection with the redemptive work of God, right? So we know that. So spirit world and stuff like that, you know. Now, even that this Gabriel said that, I'm Gabriel that stands in the presence of God, will indicate that his position in heaven is a lofty one, amen? Praise the Lord. He was over there, I'm Gabriel, you know, Zechariah, I stand in the presence of God. Why are you doubting, you know? Anyway, he's giving a little punishment there. That has been done by not able to speak until the day the child is born. And it came to pass as the angel said, amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we know that couldn't speak. And you know, he tarried long in the tabernacle, he tarried so long in the synagogue. Oh, they were wondering what's going on, you know, and so maybe he saw an angel and so on. Yeah, he did saw an angel. And when he came out, he couldn't say anything, you know, and so on that, you know. Well, 9 months passed now, you know, they say, okay, why are we going to name this son? Why are we going to name him and so on? They were wondering, you know. Well, his father couldn't write, but he said, give me a tablet. There is a tablet called John, amen. There is tongue loose, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Spirit world and so on. Angels are real and so on. I have to know they are in midst right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's quickly move on here to try to wrap it up and so on. You know. So anyway, let's talk about one of them. Because Michael, you know, he's talking about the principal leaders of principality and powers, right? Michael, talking about Lucifer, the fallen one, talking about Gabriel, in connection with the redemptive work of God. How about Michael? It's mentioned 3 times in the book of Daniel. Daniel 10:12 says this. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me, 120 days. But lo, Michael, now notice how they describe him now in all these scriptures that I'm going to be reading here. Lo, Michael, one of thy chief princes, very important, one of thy chief princes, I'll talk about this later, come to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. So even right there we see into the spirit world. Amen? Praise the Lord. He's been praying and so forth. But the angel said that the day you begin to pray, God has your prayer. What did the scripture tell us? When you pray, believe that you receive, right? Not when you say it, right? And you shall have it. Praise the Lord. This chapter tells us of the spiritual power that opposes you and I. That's in the Old Testament there and some of that, you know. God already had them for the first day. But look at the spiritual power, principalities and so on, that was getting in the way of the angelic messenger that God sent to come and give, bring tidings to Daniel and bring tidings to him and so on. You know? So that's the spirit world, right? So we have an insight to that and so on. You know? So that's one place where he is mentioned in Micah, you know, in the book of Daniel. In verse 21, verse 21 of Daniel 10, but I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael your prince. Always notice the association, the word prince, right? I'm going to talk about it later. But Michael your prince. So this shows that only Michael knew more than the particular angel sent to Daniel, and so only Daniel knew anything about, only Michael knew anything about this and something like that, So he also is mentioned in Daniel 12, which I will come to shortly, but let me just do some of that thing before. So three times it was mentioned in the book of Daniel. I'm going to finish up in that Daniel 12 later, and so that, meaning this Michael and so on. In Revelation 12:7, Michael is seen as commander of the angelic army of heaven, the commander of the angelic army of of heaven in Daniel in Revelation 12. His work seemed to be to deliver God's people, particularly the Jews, from the power of Satan. And finally, to oust him and his angels from the heavenly and cast them down on the earth. We are talking about the spirit world, right? So don't forget my story. At the time of the great tribulation, Michael will fight for the children of Israel and bring deliverance to them, as mentioned in Revelation 12:7-9. Let's read that one. It's always good to read the book of Revelation, where all the Bible really is. Yeah, Revelation 12:7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. See? And the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the Bible says, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out within, the Bible says. So we see that there, Michael shows up like a commander of the armies of heaven in India, something like that, So we see Michael here, as the commander of the armies of heaven. And let's see here. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Spirit world, that's what you call the spirit world, but even more real than what we have here and so on. Anyway, so let's see here. And it appears from the scripture that Michael has something to do with the resurrection of the dead. And let us take a look at that real quick. There is one mention in Daniel 12. That's why, let's talk about Daniel 12 right now. Daniel 12, 1-2. And it says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, meaning the Jews, right? Daniel was a Jew, right? Of thy people, and some of that, And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So this shows that Michael is an important personage of deity. Well, I'll talk about that later and so on. For only God, through the blood of Jesus, can stand for the children of Israel. Amen? Praise the Lord. Identity of Michael. I won't be dogmatic about anything, but we just let the scripture speak for itself. Amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, number two. He contended, we're talking about he was associated with resurrection in the Bible. Number two, he contended with the devil, the resurrection of Moses. Let's go to Jude, the 9th verse. It's only one chapter in the book of Jude, verse 9. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a living accusation, but say, the Lord rebuke thee. Now another instance where this Michael was associated with revelation is this. Now, there is the voice of the archangel that will be heard and leading to the dead in Christ, being raised from the dead, which I've read already, under this morning, but I'm going to read it again in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. I want to read it again. That is our blessed hope, amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, and as many as have those hope in there, purify themselves, even as he himself is pure, amen? If you are looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ every day of your life and you are praying this prayer, you are purifying yourself, amen? Even as the Lord himself is pure. Now, let's read it again and from that, you know. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. I will stop right there. Now, do you know what? You say the voice of the archangel, right? There is only Michael is titled an archangel in the Old of the Bible that explicitly called the archangel. Other may be implicit, but only Michael is said to be an archangel. You can look at your Bible and see another thing. So he is the only one that is titled archangel in the old Bible. Now, if that is the case, Bible says the Lord will come in with the voice of the archangel. He didn't say with the voice of an archangel, right? He said the voice of the archangel. Indefinite article, they call it in English. If my English is right, then praise the Lord. So I don't know why the whole Bible that we call archangel and so on, that, you know. So what am I saying? So another thing I want to notice is this. In each of the three references to Michael in the book of Daniel, we notice the word prince is used in one form or another. For example, I want to quickly reverse what I've done. In Daniel 10:13, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, he said. In Daniel 10:21, Michael, your prince. Daniel 12:1, and in that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince. All the Bible and so on. Where am I going with this and so on? You know? Revelation 1:5. The Lord Jesus Christ is the faithful witness and the firstborn of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just put it right there, you know. So without all contradiction, we can say concerning Michael, God was secretly hidden even among the angels, you know. Praise the Lord. Let's leave it to the other spiritual mind, the time. Anyway, and the time is running out here. So since we talk about all these evil powers especially, we talk about the good ones too, and we are in company of angels, let's see our authority over the evil angels, amen? That's the difference of the video, but I want to quickly summarize our authority and dominion in a summary way over the evil powers and so on, and principalities and so on, and that, you know. 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. There are two words, brother and sister, amen? That is spirit word, and that is a material word. Praise the Lord. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Can you see your advantage, amen, over the devil and all his power? So mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. All those powers we're talking about, all morning long, the evil ones and so on. That, you know, Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is written in 1 Peter 3:22, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Now watch this now. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. All those principalities and so on, all those new powers, they are being made subject unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the head of all principality and power. Praise the Lord. And you are in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so Colossians 2:10. And ye are complete in him. What am I afraid of? What are you afraid of? And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. You see? Verse 15 says in Colossians, verse 15 says this. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Amen? He defeated Satan for you and not for himself. for you and I, he defeated Satan. Praise the Lord. We pay trying to do it ourselves. Or no. It is the Lord. Colossians 3:3. Your life is hid with Christ in God. The last part, isn't it? Powerful scripture. Your life is hid in Christ with God. That is what I believe David, by the Holy Ghost, was prophesying in the book of Psalms and so on like that. You know, he that in the secret place of the Most High, right, shall get under the shadow of the Almighty. If you are his, you are in the secret place, amen? Praise the Lord. Your life, my life, is hid in Christ with God. Are you afraid of? So therefore you are, so the Bible says, so Ephesians 6:10, to wrap this up this morning, your authority and so on, that is, over all these things, authority and power and so on, you have authority over them. Colossians said that he was defeated. The Lord paraded him before his cohort, amen? After defeating him, praise the Lord. And it's for you and I. You know, that's why it will tell you in John 16, about the last part, I believe it is, and it could be also known. It says, in the world, you will have tribulation, quite all right, not the great tribulation, but be of good cheer, amen? I have overcome the world, meaning for you and I, praise the Lord. Just know your right. We are exposing the power that spirit world this morning, exposing that to show how powerless they are really. When you are a child of God, you know your right, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. I am a child, in as much as it's a child, doesn't know what belongs to him, right? But when you grow up and so on, into manhood in Christ, then you know what belongs to you. A child is a child, no matter his servant, right? Doesn't know what belongs, but we are growing up into Christ, and so we know what belongs to us, and then it becomes a pulpit, we just watch over his arches. Praise the Lord. So Ephesians 6 to finish up. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. No? See, spirit world, right? Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. What is the truth? The word of God, amen? Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is truth, the way and the life, amen? And there is the word of God with the truth. So, and having all the breastplate of righteousness. And you know what? How? You know, righteousness and so forth. In 1 Corinthians 1:30, Christ has been made unto you wisdom, amen? Sanctification and redemption. Christ is your righteousness, amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Even concerning the bride, Revelation 19, unto her was given what? Agreement and so on like that, you know. And this white women is the righteousness of saints, the Lord himself, amen? Praise the Lord. You cannot be any more right. You can bear more fruit of righteousness, amen? Praise the Lord. That's right. You can increase your fruit of righteousness. But in itself, Christ is your righteousness, amen? Praise the Lord. Christ is the end of the law to us who believe. Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, your feet sure with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You put more fire to the devil's thing when you witness, amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, above all, taking the shield of faith, see, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I like that, you know. So, what am I going to say now? If I've been told, I can quench all these fiery darts. They are there anyway, but I can quench them all, amen? Praise the Lord. So, we're not without hope. In fact, we are the advantage. All of you can quench all of them, so that you know. And take the earnest of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. So the word of God is another very powerful thing, the sword of the Spirit and so forth. Now, I brought about two or three scriptures to read here. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And that's why he put it one forth. In my name, they shall cast out devils, amen? Praise the Lord. He put it ahead of the list. They are all important, So to show you your dominion over devils, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Matthew 18:18. Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on her shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on her shall be loosed in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
God gives us authority and so on that, you know. So anyway, now, last scripture here. Luke 10:17. And the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Isn't that what they say in Mark 16, you and I? In my name, they shall cast out devils, right? These are the proving before, even in not only in the Bible, they say, in our own days and so on, and you have the same authority and audacity over devils today, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He just use it by faith, and so on, you know. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, look at that verse here. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Now, if I might tell you this one, where I say I give unto you power, it is means authority. You can say, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. Amen? Praise the Lord. Another translation says authority for that word. I give unto you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Let us use it, amen? All embedded in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Spirit word in a certain way this morning, and your dominion over all the power of the enemy. You have authority. Just tell him, when his sister to harass you, Satan, Jesus, my Lord, gave me authority over all your power. Oh, you know, sometimes we just don't speak things. You know, you have to speak out things, amen? You know, you have to speak. You confess what you are in Christ many times. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's effective. You are, it is the spirit word, right? They understand. They understand the name of Jesus, amen? That they must bow, amen?
Amen.
If you don't say nothing about it, then you know, you see what I'm saying? So, Father, we thank you this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How beautiful it is, how wonderful to know that we are more than conquerors in all these things through you that loves us. I give unto you authority, the Lord said, over all the power of the enemy. Lord, we thank you this morning. We worship and we adore you, Lord. As we go this morning like never before, let us stand taller and begin to proclaim whom we are. This word of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate in them day and night. Then shall thou make your way prosperous and have a good success. Tread upon serpents, upon scorpions, upon all the power of the enemy. Psalm 91 told us the same thing. So we thank you for putting us in remembrance this morning of our position in Christ. Our lives are hid in Christ with God. We are complete in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principality and power. So we go this morning, though our faith boosted, faith booster. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and living to the glory of God, living a triumphant life, a victorious life through our Lord Jesus Christ, and be a blessing to all who are around us. Thank you, Father. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.